Now we've come to another section. In fact, it's a brand new section of Leviticus. We have here immorality condemned. And we have the amplification of the seventh commandment. Now, up to this point in Leviticus, we've only dealt with laws concerning ceremonial cleansing. All rules regulated the ritual of religion, and those of the home also. But here, beginning with this chapter, God deals with the moral aspect of the lives of His people, so that now chapters 18, 19, and 20 actually constitute a special section which applies the Ten Commandments to life situations. In other words, we're getting right down to the nitty-gritty, friends. Now, this section opens with a preamble. Here at the 18th chapter, we'll see it. It closes with one, the last part of the 20th chapter. Now, these are very important as they give the reason for the restrictions and regulations of the social life of His people. Now, we're living in a day when the moral foundations have been broken up and removed. And the question arises, who makes the rules? And what is right and wrong? And that's the question of the sneering skeptic and cynic. But the preamble here offers a twofold explanation. In fact, we'll need the postscript also. But let me read now, beginning with verse 1. And I think I should read verses 1 through 5, because there we have preamble to social prohibitions. Then we'll see sexual relations with relatives forbidden, then sundry sexual sins prohibited, and then offspring forbidden to be offered to Molech, then perversion of sex prohibited, and then the nations in Palestine were cast out for committing these sins. Now, this is a very important section. Why? You and I are living in a day that they call it a sexual revolution. I wonder if they've ever read the 18th chapter of the book of Leviticus. May I say to you, nothing new about it at all. They're doing nothing new today at all. There's absolutely nothing new today in this field at all.